sport, music, and putting the world to rights. Studs Up on Radio Yorkshire. Oh,
good afternoon and welcome to Studs Up here on Radio Yorkshire with me, Lee Nicholson. Hope your weekend's going well so far. What a show we have on the way for you today. All sports covered. We'll be putting the big sports talking stories to rights as well over the course of the next few hours. A few special guests joining me here in the studio as well. We'll get to all that very, very soon.
Sport, music, and putting the world to rights. Studs Up on Radio Yorkshire.
And it is time to welcome our guest host into the studio. Now, this is something we've been doing for, well, a few weeks now on Studs Up, and it's going very, very well indeed. It's where we take a few nervous rugby league players and stick them in front of a microphone and just watch them squirm for a couple of hours. And I'm delighted to say that joining me in the studio this afternoon, Doncaster duo Matt Groh and Mitch Clark. Good afternoon, gents. How are we?
Hey, mate.
Are we well? We're not nervous? Not too nervous?
No, not too bad. No.
Jolly good, jolly good. Well, firstly, thank you very much for taking the time out and coming and joining us this afternoon. It's nothing too taxing, don't worry. We'll be chatting rugby league. We'll be chatting a few other sports as well, finding out what other sports, if any, you're interested in. We will be finding out about your musical taste as well. You're going to be choosing a few songs for us today. I know that you've been busy already. Some of the song choices, very good. Very good. You've put a few of the other lads to shame, most notably the Featherstone Rovers boys. You have put them to shame. We will also be talking, of course, about your season so far and your own rugby league journeys and how you've managed to get to where you are at the moment. Before we delve headlong into your stories, of course, I've got a Kiwi sat right opposite me, and just to the right here we have an Aussie who, at the moment, Matt, probably smiling. Are you a fan of the cricket, Matt?
Oh, not really, nah.
Not really? Nah, nah. But of course, when Australia are winning, it brings a smile to your face.
Oh, of course,
doesn't it? Of course it does.
Sport, music, and putting the world to rights. Studs Up on Radio Yorkshire.
First and foremost, let's talk about you fellas and let's talk about Doncaster. Let's start with yourself, Mitch, obviously a Kiwi over here. How on earth have you found yourself in Doncaster? Give us a little bit about your story. Where did your rugby league journey begin?
Oh, my dad got me into it when I was a kid. I was actually born over here in Pontefract.
Right, okay.
My dad was playing for Bradford at the time.
Right.
He was here for 13 years, sorry. And me and my brother were born here, and just growing up as a kid, he got us into it. And now I've come back to Donny because, like, my dad, he used to play with Carl at Bradford, and they were connecting when I was an Aussie playing. And, He got me over here, and I just took the opportunity. So
whereabouts did your which was your first team? Which was your youth team that you started playing with then?
Petone Panthers in Wellington in New Zealand.
Right, okay, and they you know, nurtured you and developed you as a talent. How long did you stay with them?
I moved around a little bit as a kid, so I was only there for a year.
Right, okay.
But I moved to Aussie when I was 17 and been there for the last 4 years, playing for Penrith Panthers. Just in the youth grade and put a New South Wales Cup, and yeah, now I find myself over here now and enjoying it, and that it's pretty good.
Okay, so, and what about yourself, Matt? How did your rugby league journey begin?
I got picked up when I was about 15 from the West Tigers.
Right.
And,
okay.
From 15 to about 20 was with West Tigers, and had a few iffy injuries and whatnot, and I went to St George Dragons.
Right.
And lucky not to play a game with them, and kind of went down in myself, and then Doncaster Rugby League showed me a lifeline to come over here and possibly put me in that running to use it as a stepping stone for a Super League club or whatnot.
Okay, and how long have you been with Doncaster now then, Matt?
I've been over for about 4 months now.
Right, okay then. So it's fairly kind of fresh for you then. Have you found that the transition then from Oz to Donny?
It's been different, but Doncaster have been very welcoming and helped me out a lot, yeah.
Yeah, we tend to find that actually a lot when the Aussies come over. I mean, the clubs really do kind of go that extra mile to help the overseas imports, don't they?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Big shout out to to Carl Hall and the rest of the Doncaster fans and whatnot. They've been great to me.
Yeah, the Doncaster fans. I mean, we may as well get straight into that now. It's been a tough season for Doncaster, a really tough season. And of course, you don't need me to tell you that, stating the obvious, of course. But this elusive first win that you've been looking for, it arrived last week, and I'm delighted to say we've got the two match winners sat in front of us.
Just go over here, the match winner.
So talk us through how the team have been handling this season as a whole, because it's got to be a difficult situation to find yourself in.
Yeah, it's we've had three coaches this year. We're currently in our third one, Gary Thornton, and I think we've used 40-odd players this year as well. Wow. So there's been a lot of different combinations been happening, but the boys, I think the boys, they're still in good spirits, like after that win, and even leading up to that, like 20 games, and to still turn up to training, like still smiling and stuff, like, you know, it's
absolutely,
that's pretty good.
Do you think that going on a streak like that actually does build sort of strength in the team? It does build a little bit of unity and give you that little bit more to want to find that elusive win.
Yeah, it does. I reckon we've built some character from losses and whatnot, and it takes a lot to bounce back from that. But I think Gary Thornton's come in and he's bringing in a couple of players, and he's done wonders for us.
Yeah, he's an experienced fella, of course. This win, of course, that you got last week, just tell us a little bit. I mean, it was against Hunslet, wasn't it?
Yeah, the
victory. And just a couple of minutes left on the clock, and then you find yourself in a little bit of space. Talk us through that this winning try.
So Mitch Clark busts through the line, offloaded to me. All I had to do was jump on it. And
really,
there you
go. Just in right place, right time.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing to do with the training and the drills, of course. Now, obviously, it's a big move for you guys. Joining up with Doncaster, you're getting now to that part of the season where, of course, the R word is mentioned. We get into these bottom eights. What do you make of the new kind of structure in the championship at the moment? Is it something that you're in favour of? Is it something that you agree with?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. With the four teams from Super League dropping down, it was really testing it against championship sides, and also those teams in Championship 1 pushing on the heels of championship teams to come up, and it's a tough comp. So
it puts a lot of pressure on teams, especially not to get relegated and possibly teams get promoted.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously the coach is never really going to just come out and talk about relegation or anything like that. Is it something that just doesn't get spoken about? Is it literally just, look, lads, it's one game at a time. Let's approach it that way. Is that the kind of mindset going into games at the moment?
Yeah, just one step at a time. Really, game at a time. We'll see how it goes. We've got a bit of wind up our backs right now, so let's hope we keep on going.
Sport, music, and putting the world to rights. Studs Up on Radio Yorkshire.
Joining me in the studio this afternoon from Doncaster Rugby League Club, Matt Grote and Mitch Clark. Gents, thanks again for stepping in and joining us this afternoon. We're going to keep things in your comfort zone for a little while, and we are going to talk rugby league. In particular, one game that took place yesterday, and it was the Hull Derby, a huge, huge game. Did you watch the game yesterday?
Yeah, I watched it, yeah.
What did you make of this particular match?
It was a good match. I thought Hull FC were very dominant in the second half and came out with a win. It was good for Lee Riders.
Yeah, it's always a bit of a feisty affair when KR meet FC. Now, we just heard what happened in the Derby game yesterday. A good win for Hull. It's always a bruising encounter, but it really did come at a price, didn't it, for Hull? And, Leon Price, one of them, suffering a bit of an arm injury, but an old pal of yours suffering a little bit of a worse injury.
Yeah, it seemed to be that Gareth Ellis went down with the Achilles injury. Just like to wish him all the best with his and a speedy recovery to him and Leon Price.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You played with Gareth Ellis back in Oz?
Yeah, for the Tigers, West Tigers, yeah.
Right, okay. Decent chap?
Yeah, champion. Everyone looked up to him.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Is he one of those kind of characters? He's willing to kind of put an arm around the sort of younger talent coming through in the team?
Yeah, well, that's what he helped me out a lot during my younger career, and he'd done that to a lot of younger blokes, and everyone did look up to him as a leader.
Right, so he's a bit of a mentor then as well.
Yeah, that's it.
Right. So it was an unfortunate one, and a nasty injury as well, the snapped Achilles. That's some kind of pain. Is that we were talking off mic previously, and I know Matt, you've been fairly unlucky with injuries, and you not so much for you, Mitch. You've managed to get through relatively unscathed, and we hope that's the way it continues. Of course, so it was a big game last night for Hull. Hull FC with their win, 22 points to 12, the final score there. As I said, obviously we just spoke about what it is that you guys have got to do on the night before game day. You're going to be behaving yourselves, of course, early night and all that kind of stuff. You'll be tucked up in bed watching Sex in the City by 8 o'clock, I should imagine. Now, what about when it comes to game day? What's the routine? Let's start with you, Matt. Match day, what does it consist of from waking up on a morning?
Oh, just waking up, doing some light stretching, walking and whatnot, trying to keep away from the game, watch some TV, just chill out basically, and keep my mind off it, otherwise I'll play the game in my head, which you don't want to do.
Right. Is that something that you've kind of developed over the years? Is it something that you've just thought, actually, it's best not to think about it now, or is it something
definitely
that you get told?
I usually just, I'm a warrior, so I'll keep on overthinking stuff, so I just try and shut it out until the game time.
And what about, I presume, sort of prior to game day, you already know if you're in the team or not?
Yeah, well, we had the captain's run this morning. They usually announce the team.
Right, okay. And both of you are included in the starting lineups for tomorrow. So what about breakfast then? What's breakfast for rugby league players? What's going to be the breakfast of choice tomorrow morning?
Oh, probably oats. We'll see. We'll probably flip a coin who cooks it.
Yeah, cause you two live together.
I got the pleasure of living with old big fella over here. I think he's left a bit out, actually. He's he likes to get his headphones on in the morning and start singing some tunes out.
Love the dance,
Right then. And what kind of tunes do we get thrown out?
I'm not too sure, but I'm just in bed and I just hear these like screams coming from downstairs. Some little Backstreet Boys or something like Britney Spears. Yeah, he's left a bit out there. He's not telling the truth, but I don't have much myself. I just have a sandwich or something before the game. I usually try to eat the same food before the game because I'll start thinking about it closer and closer towards the game. But Big Bopper's telling lies.
This is what I was going to get to, actually. I was going to ask, because I ask all the lads this. It's just interesting to find out. Pre-game rituals.
Oh, like superstitions and that.
Now, come on, let's talk superstitions, Mitch. How many have you got?
I don't really have that many, I just like wake up, eat. I must say, I do have one. I eat 4 hours 4 hours before the game. That's like my last meal.
And is it a set thing that you eat every time? Or do you change it as long as it's 4 hours before?
Usually it's a set thing. I'd have sweet potato, chicken and some eggs, or I'd just have like a chicken sandwich and that.
Right, okay. Yeah. And that's your only...
That's mine. I used to wear, same undies before the game and stuff like that.
I've heard that one a few times, actually. There was one of the lads on last week, one of the cast players, that was saying he always wears a pair of trainer socks underneath his actual socks, and that's just something that he can't get out of now.
I wear that, actually, yeah. But I used to do that until I had a good game. I thought, I'll do that next week. And then Nick Minnett had a bad game, so I was like, oh, no, scratch that one next.
And, of course, if you'd like to develop any kind of relationship, I would suggest that changing underwear fairly frequently is probably a good thing as well.
I don't want to tell Matt that one. I've seen him wear the same pair since training on Thursday night.
It's all good, inside out.
That's it, inside out, front to back. You can get a few days out of it, can't you?
That's it.
And what about you, Matt? Have you got any pre-game rituals that you tend to stick to?
Not really. Some might say I love to dance. A YouTube clip went viral not long ago, but
now then, hang on a second. A YouTube clip of you dancing went viral.
He
loves bringing it up too.
He loves
talking about it.
Is it easily found online? Okay, then I think we'll have a little look and see if we can find that footage, and we'll tweet that out a little bit later on. Let's get back to the rugby league this afternoon and the game over in France between Catalan Rathlan at Huddersfield just a couple of minutes into it, and we've got a fairly lengthy stoppage, and it's an injury to Elliot Whitehead, and it well, it looked like a little bit of a naughty one, didn't it? This one, chaps, a head injury to Elliot Whitehead, currently being led off on a stretcher with a neck brace. He was receiving a fair amount of medical support, something that you never want to see, obviously, as rugby league players.
Yeah, well, that's it, eh? It's, hope he's just watching now, sorry. Hope he's speedy recovery and it's not too serious.
Yeah, absolutely. Looks like he's been given oxygen as well as he's been led off the field there. It's never something that you like to see. But, you know, the kind of medical teams now that are involved in Super League and the sort of training that they've been given, they're, you know, they're well prepared for these kind of incidents, and that must make you feel good as players when you're out there ultimately putting it all on the line.
Yeah, it's something you never want to happen, but I don't know, people have been trained in that now, so ever since like the Alex McKinnon that in the NRL, everyone seemed to be a bit cautious on like lifting tackles and stuff like that now. So
yeah,
but no, it's good that we've got people out there that can handle it.
Most definitely. And that was a head injury. It was a clash of heads with Elliot Whitehead and Nkuma Tai that was making the tackle. Will this bring about again the argument for headgear in rugby league? Is that something that you would see? Is it something that you just think, well, it's they are kind of isolated incidents, or is it something that you would welcome?
I think it's an isolated incident. I wouldn't like to see that compulsory headgears or whatnot. I think it's just misfortunate that it happened, though. It's, you don't see it every day, which is a good thing.
There's something that you think just should be left to the player, whether you want to wear it or not, should be left at that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Sport, music, and putting the world to rights. Studs up on Radio Yorkshire.
Elsewhere, Leeds Rhinos put quite the result on Salford yesterday. It was a 13-try demolition job, 70 points to 6, and it's put the Rhinos back up at the top of Super League. They really are a force to be reckoned with this season, aren't they?
Yeah, dominant, very dominant team. It's a shame of Salford. Didn't come up with any more points than that, but good dominant effort from the team, the league leaders.
Absolutely, yeah. It puts them back at top of the league. Of course, Saints knocked them off midweek, but getting back there as well. Any of the players that you're sort of familiar with? Any of the players that are currently involved in the Rhinos setup? I know a lot of people are making a lot of noise about Adam Cuthbertson at the moment, and the man who's reinventing the prop role, as it were. Is it a player that you're familiar with, Matt?
Yeah, definitely. I grew up watching Adam Cuthbertson. My coach and dad have always pointed him out to me and saying, "Oh, try and play more like him when he was playing for Manly with noticeable headgear. He had a great offload, and it's good that he's came over here and made a great name for himself."
Well, that seems to be it as well. Do you agree that the role of prop is kind of changing a little bit? It's evolving, and instead of the days of just being an out-and-out battering ram, now you're finding that more and more of these players have got very, very good hands, and offloads are becoming an integral part of the game?
Yeah, it's good, really good to see. I like to see the more ball playing front row, like a James Graham or again Adam Cuthbertson, but it's good that they're not just a one trick pony kind of thing. Yeah.
Is it something that you're integrating into your game then, or are you just out and out just smashing them and that?
I just always try to mix it up a bit, you know, a bit of pass offload.
Sport, music, and putting the world to rights. Studs up on Radio Yorkshire.
There you go. Now then, we'll start with a question from Michael Kelly. Okay.
Nice, Kels. Get it to him here.
Thanks, Kels.
He's put... is it part of your contract, Matt, that you get man of the match whenever Dave from RBS picks it?
I'll answer that one. Yes.
Yeah, I like it. It's just a straight out... yeah. is he giving you a little bit of grief, isn't he? Bless him.
Yeah.
Okay, well maybe you can't answer that one straight, so we'll ask you a different one. Michael wants to know, how is Dry July going?
Yeah, it went well until we had a win. And then went down the toilet.
So was this just an agreement that just you had, or is it like the whole team? Or was
I said, nah, I'll stay dry for the July. And then
I'll be sweet. I said, oh, you won't last 3 days.
you've got to be able to have a beer when you manage to get a win. After,
yeah, that's it.
You know,
yeah.
After that, well, nobody can deny you that.
One, not ten. Yeah.
So yeah, you'll be pleased to know, Michael, that Matt's turning a very, very bright shade of red at the moment, putting him on the spot. And there's another one for you, actually, Matt. And they're all using the hashtag AskMatt as well. He said, "What was your punishment for getting banned for 3 games? Hashtag Demolition Man."
Oh,
is this something
we had to do,
Carl Hall.
Yeah, we had to do all the gardening, knock down the garage, pick up all the bricks. Yeah.
Now then,
great day.
I actually saw the picture of this. I saw it actually today, and you were the human digger or something like that. I think you were being referred to on the on the actual picture. That was something that was enforced by the club.
Oh yeah, well he said, "Oh, you're overplaying this weekend. You'll be doing some hard graft." And
and Carl Hall's the CEO down there at Doncaster, so he's your gaffer.
Yeah.
He is your gaffer, so I've got to tell you, Carl, that the lads are doing the club proud today. So you don't have to worry about
just
it.
Just on that, he's still got a bit of bricks in the backyard.
Oh, you still got a few there that need shifting.
Yeah,
in fact, in keeping with that, do you watch The Last Leg on TV? Have you watched it at all?
No.
It's a comedy show that's on, and they have a quite heavy presence online. And they started off something online which was called hashtag Leg Up, which is basically people, if they need a hand with something, if even it could be knocking down a wall, it could be helping somebody with a shopping, taking out their bins, getting a job, it could be anything, just hashtag leg up, and it's turned into a bit of a phenomenon right the way across. So if you're that good at knocking down walls and shifting bricks, if anybody like Matt's getting hold, get involved and help him out there, why not hashtag leg up and hashtag ask Matt as well. We'll get it all in there. So we've had the victory, of course, which it must have put you on a real high last week, obviously dry July, where it got moved slightly to the side following the win there. Thanks very much to Michael for pointing that out, by the way.
Sport, music and putting the world to rights. Studs Up on Radio Yorkshire.
Welcome to Studs Up on your Saturday afternoon. Joining me in the studio this afternoon, Doncaster Rugby League pairing Mitch Clark and Matt Grote. Thank you again, gents, for coming in and joining us.
No,
we get to that time of the afternoon where we need to get the darts out. We run the Rugby League Six Dart Challenge, and now what we do is we give you the chance to throw six darts at our incredibly expensive magnetic dartboard, which is currently looking a little bit worse for wear behind me. Now, we do actually have another dartboard, which is on the other side, which is altogether a little bit more impressive, but that is a Yorkshire dartboard. Have you seen a dartboard like that before with no troubles on it or anything like that?
No, I haven't actually.
No, neither.
I've got to be honest with you, I'd never seen one either until it actually arrived here. And we'll have a little go on that one later on. But for now, we are going to take in part in the Rugby League Six Dart Challenge. You get six darts to try and rack up the highest score possible. Now, thus far, the man that sits at the top of the leaderboard is Castleford Tigers' Tom Holmes with 181.
It's a big score.
It's a very big score. Managed to bag himself a couple of trebles in there. Alex Foster from Featherstone Rovers, he racked himself up 108. We've got Jordan Baldwinson, also from Fev, with 82, and he just edged out the big fella, Will Mar from Cast Tigers, who's on 81. So to get onto the leaderboard and above the other players, a minimum of 81 is needed. Okay. Now, we're going to give you a soundtrack, obviously, because we can't do it without the soundtrack. If anybody does watch the darts, they will, of course, be familiar with this song. This is the advert music on Sky Sports whenever the darts is on, which is basically a load of drunk people just shouting, "Oi, oi, oi!" You know the drill. You know the drill. So, here we go. Have we had a gentleman's agreement on who's going first yet, or what?
Yeah, Mitch.
I don't mind. I'm
going to Mitch is going to go first. Right, Mitch, headphones off, sir, and make your way to the hockey. It is the Rugby League Six Dart Challenge. Doncaster's Mitch Clark with six darts. Just hang on a minute. Hang on, let's get the calculator up, because my brain don't work that fast. I'm from Yorkshire. Right, there we go. Don't laugh. Right, Mitch... Mitch, if you are ready, here we go. Here's the first three darts.
No pressure, big boy.
No pressure whatsoever. Oh, it's a bounce out. I'd throw it a bit harder than that if I were you. Oh, maybe not that. That's just thrown in anger.
That's horrendous.
It's in anger.
Oh,
it's a 25. He's off the mark with 25. That's not too bad. It's not too bad. You've got another three darts. He looks absolutely disgusted with himself. I'd move back a little bit.
There we go.
Right. It's in. I'm going to give you the 11 there. So we'll call that.
That's an 8.
Is that a 20? That's in the bull, isn't it? Is that more in the bull? Right, okay, we'll give you 50 for that one.
Bullseye.
It's mainly in the bull. Right, and the last dart is... Is that another bull?
Yeah.
Another bull. That's so that means 136, which that is quite the score, actually. That puts you straight into second on the leaderboard. Yeah. So 136 is the score to beat.
I'm happy with that,
eh? He looks very happy with that. So, in comes a big fella, Matt. He's got six darts to try and make his way onto the leaderboard. Here we go. Dart number one. It's a 4 to kick things off this afternoon. It's a bounce out. The darts are being cruel today. And that's another 4, which gives you a grand total of 8. Okay.
So
no pressure on then, just the 129 needed. You'll be right, 128 even.
It's a
1.
Yes.
Oh, hang on, that's 40. So that's
still down, bro.
That's 49 down. That we're on so far.
Oh, fist pumping already.
And that is an 8. It's 57. 57 for Matt Coates. Matt, it's not bad. Don't be too ashamed of that. It's a tricky dartboard, is that? Sometimes
terrible.
The darts can be cruel. You're absolutely devastated, I can tell. So that means that Mitch Clark now enters the leaderboard and sits in second place behind Tom Holmes, who tops the list with 181. And then, unfortunately, our Matt, who's sat down with 57 points. But thank you very much. He's hanging his head in shame, is Matt now.
I wanted that one. But really bad.
Well, don't worry, we'll have a round two afterwards. We'll tweet out those scores as well. Thank you very much indeed, gents.
Sport, music and putting the world to rights. Studs Up on Radio Yorkshire.
Lee Nicholas. Get me her name right. And my guests from Doncaster this afternoon, Mitch Clark and Matt Grote. Thank you very much again for joining us, boys. Matt, I've just tried to have a little look online for this this dance of yours. It's a bit of a pre-match dance, is that right? Is this what it was called?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've just tried to have a look at it, and it says that apparently the YouTube account associated with this video has been terminated due to multiple third-party notifications of copyright infringement. Have you taken out copyright on your dance moves?
Definitely not.
Is it that much of a good dance that you've copyrighted it?
I didn't realise the camera was on. I got sprung beyond. It was beyond me.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
That is the absolute worst.
Yeah. Disappointing that.
Show us now,
dude. Yeah, I'm gonna have to try and find it from somewhere else. It was from Craig Morgan's account. His Twitter account that he posted. Never mind. We will keep on digging. I don't give up that easily. So can you believe it? 25 minutes gone in the game over in France, and it's still 0-0 between Catalan and Huddersfield. It's a game that's been littered with errors, I think it's safe to say, over the course of the first 25 minutes. Can I ask you, gents, as rugby league players, when you're involved in a game, if a teammate of yours goes down injured, or if it's a player on an opposition team, does that kind of stick with you at all during the game, or is it something that you've learnt to kind of compartmentalise and you just get on with the game and let it go, or does it play on your mind over the course of the game?
Yeah, as it happens, I guess, game stops and you're looking at what's wrong. But for me, no, I just keep going on with the game, eh?
Yeah, it's a part of the game. It's disappointing and it's a bit worrying at the time. And, hopefully that the players are right, but you just got to keep on going.
Sport, music and putting the world to rights. Studs Up on Radio Yorkshire.
Right, well, a big thanks to my guests this afternoon, our guest hosts from Doncaster Rugby League Club, Mitch Clark and Matt Grote. A couple of really, really nice guys. A pleasure having them in, and some good music choices as well. Interesting to see what particular musical variety gets the chaps in the mood, certainly prior to a game as well. They've done the clubs proud.
Sport, music and putting the world to rights. Studs Up on Radio Yorkshire.